Hello, everyone. I'm very happy to be with you today. I am Magdala Ramirez. And today, we're going to be talking about the merging that it is taking place right now everywhere in the world. So what is this merging? You can feel that something is different, isn't it? And you cannot point the finger on it. Well, let's explore some possibilities for you. The merging part about it. You are a sacred being, and you are also mundane. You have your personality, and you have that divine seed that it was put it in you for, and it has been in there for many, many, many generations. So let's explore this and how it works. About the sacredness of life, about the sacredness that you are. Well, the whole creation has the divine seed. They all come from this one, the one that created you. Every single being, the trees, the animals, and human beings, the whole creation in this very beautiful planet, as well as many other planets, they have that beautiful signature of God. That signature, it is your divine part of it. It has always been that way, and it has been passed on generation to generation. Everything in life is sacred. You are sacred. Think about it, how people think, well, one tree is sacred, but you're not. What is it that you don't feel yourself sacred? What is it that it is so beautiful to even comprehend? Well, you do have the feminine aspect of God, which is one and the same. You see, God is not male or female. It is this big, 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 big energy. And it is all around you and inside of you. And deep inside of you, in the essence of your being, resides this beautiful voice that it is guiding you constantly. She is inside of you. She has always been inside of you and all around you. She is love. And because she is love, you are able to love. You love someone. You love, you give, and you receive. You see in the animals how they love each other, in the plants, how they are so deeply interconnected. The trees, they are connected through the roots. Everything, it is a beautiful cooperation because they do understand that they live in a world of oneness. And that connection, it is love. So you are able to love because of your sacredness. Now, how much you hear this voice. And let me tell you about this voice. This voice is very similar than yours too. This voice, it is always about the highest good because that is her signature. That is her ways. Because she is that oneness, your world contains everything. All of it. Your deep inside, you do have everything that it is, every energy. And you might say it's good one or bad one. If you don't judge it, you detach from it. And it is that beautiful voice that guides you. But you see, she speaks vibration. It is you in your mind that it is able to translate that vibration. You're gonna hear what you're ready to hear. And it is absolutely beautiful. So when you pray, you're praying to this part of yourself. You're praying for this one that knows you and that recognizes everything about you. You pray for others and you ask for that divine order because she's the one that knows where is that divine order. She is all about that perfect harmony because she is balance. Everything in life, it is balance. You are life. You have always been life. You are in this realm, and I'm putting this like in quotes because what it means this. Because of love, because you are having experiences of love, means you are understanding eventually that you are love. You are the children of God. That means you're not a beggar. You do recognize that place within you. And as you do and go deeper, you are able to recognize that divine in everyone else. You do recognize that you live in a realm that it is divine and sacred. And what it makes it sacred, it is that deep connection with the one that created you. You have been everything. You have been absolutely everything because, again, your world contains everything. So you are able to understand vibration in absolutely every part of your being. Think about your physical body. You can talk to your cells. You can talk to your organs. You can talk to every part of your physical body and bring it back into divine order. You are able to understand your emotions too, your waters within. And when you are able to see that emotion without becoming that emotion, it is very, very powerful. Not because you're angry right now makes you an angry person, means you're angry right now. And recognizing those emotions are very important, and own it because you're going to use it as a stepping stone. But you must realize that one experience, it doesn't define you. What you learned, what is it deep inside that you are able to align with the one that created you because you are the children of God? You have your mundane part, your little world, the one that it needs to go to work, and the one that it feels overwhelmed about taxes, the one that feels all kinds of situations, and there in there also you have the programming. A cultural set of programming that you begin to question, that this belief system, it really helps you. That this belief system is expired. That is when you begin to understand that when you embrace the revelation of the heart, it will make you go up. Because that beautiful vibration of yours can do that. In here, when you begin to question you begin to change the perception of reality. And that perception of reality is a very important right now. You want to change that perception of reality through that alignment with the one that created you. What is it that she is showing you? Because she is directing you to that divine order in everything. The patriarchal system told you, you cannot trust yourself. Well, I am telling you, you're trustworthy. You need to trust you. You need to embrace and recognize yourself as the children of God. And how does you're going to do that? By changing the perception of who you are. You are beautiful beings. These beautiful beings are able to understand that world of oneness where everything is contained. For the one is contained in the whole, and the whole is in the one. That is why it is about the highest good of everyone, isn't it? Understanding this beautiful energy of merging is very, very powerful. Yet, yeah, can be a little bit chaotic. Because you are receiving so much information. You must remember that you are bits of information. You give and receive constantly. It's not only in your voice. It is in your being. You are communicating. Just like that plant is communicating with you. Just like that animal is communicating with you. And you are communicating too. You are the messenger. And that beautiful messenger, you give the message, but you're receiving also the messages. How much it is that personality needs to bond and trust that beautiful being inside of you. And it is about practice. You can be sitting the whole day with a notebook asking questions. And she always gonna leave the door open. She's gonna leave the door open because she wants you to keep on asking questions. This understanding about who you are and what you're doing and what is it deep inside is just very, very important. Yes, it is intense times, very intense, because that part of you that it is going into those changes, into merging, as I was telling you, can be chaotic. But you see, in order for a human being to evolve, it needs a little bit of chaos. It won't evolve if it is in a very comfortable place. There is no need of changing, isn't it? There is no reason for changing. So use the chaos that it is to go into a higher step of the pyramid. Use that understanding that is going to lead you into a beautiful realm of beauty. It's going to lead you when you finally accept yourself as you are. Your dark side, your light side, it doesn't matter, don't judge it. Your true body is a body of light. And that body of light is being activated nowadays with these codes, the codes of light that they are there. The knowledge that you need, the wisdom that you need, it is already encoded in you. Whatever I know, you know. Whatever you know, I know. And changing the perception of reality, it is very, very important. You have that freedom. And exercising that freedom, it really helps you to connect in a much more deeper manner. You have always, always been free. Nothing can stop you. When you truly believe in that, means living in that truth. Believing, that's what it means. Living in that truth. There is no limitations for you. Yet the recognition of all sacred, it is the perception and the signature with the one that created you. It is your time. And when you go into this deep, deep silence within yourself, that's when you receive those revelations. And through those revelations, is changing your way of living, changing your perception of reality. And that has to do with that part that it is mundane. You must realize too that in that third dimensional reality, there is God too. There is not one realm without God. Everything, it is so deeply interrelated. That beautiful, perfect harmony and that divine order, it is always holding hands. That is how it is that cosmic being that you are is being awakening as we speak. And it is this time before this equinox where you begin to realize and embrace who you truly are. This is your time, my brother, my sister. It is you, the one who makes the work. But when you make that work, it is not about the process, but about the realization of the self. I want to remind you, we have our website, magdalas.com. In there, you can find the school online, you can find books, you can email me, keep on sending your questions. And why it is called Magdalas? Because Magdalas, it is the woman aspect. Just like it is Ixchel in our tribe, just like it is so many. You have Quan Yin, you have Tara, all that women aspect, that women aspect that it is so necessary right now. That's why we call this website Magdalas in plural, because you're one of them. Even if you're a man, you're one of them too. Well, we do have our app, Messages from the Great Mother, that it is so powerful and beautiful, those perfect synchronicities. You can download in your phone at all times. Books are available. We have been selling so many books. These books are different. You can check what is it. We do have Priestess coming in May, if you want to come. And this is for only women. And this is coming. You can check that too in our website. I am so thankful for you. Please subscribe, because we need more subscription, even though that it has been very powerful, this radio talk. And I'm very grateful for Srishti my spiritual daughter from India, that she make it possible, this radio talk, for so many years. And share this knowledge, please. People need to know what's going on. Thank you. Tlatsokomate, tlatsokomate, tlatsokomate. I am you. I am Magdala.